Okay, let's get cracking. Today we're going to be continuing in the 10th Perek of Maseches Trumos. Today we're going to be learning Perek Yud, Mishnah Gimel, and Perek Yud, Mishnah Dalin. Until now in the Perek, we've been discussing cases where you have two different items that are being cooked together. One item that is Truma, one item that is Chulin. And we said that if the Truma item can be tasted, if the taste of the Truma item can be felt and tasted in the Chulin item, then the Chulin item can also only be eaten by a Kohen and has the status of Truma for the purpose of who can eat it, for the purpose who can consume it. But now in Perek Yud Mishnah Gimel and Perek Yud Mishnah Dalet, we're going to be discussing whether that halacha is true as well, if the aroma, if the smell of the Truma item can be smelt in the Chulin item. Does that halacha apply as well? Does that item that it was Chulin and now smelled like Truma, can that item be eaten by a non-Kohen or can only a Kohen eat it? So says the Mishnah, Haro de pas chama unesona al pichavis shalyayin Truma. If you have this bread, this burning hot bread that we just took out of the oven, and you place it on by the mouth of a barrel of Truma wine. So now what's going to happen is the aroma, the smell of the Truma wine might seep in to the smell of the bread that you just took out of the oven. So what's the halacha? Rabbi Yossi Oser. Rabbi Yossi prohibits this case and now says, yeah, that in the case of this bread that now is going to smell like this Truma wine, only a Kohen can eat it because it smells like the wine. However, if Rabbi Yehuda Mati, Rabbi Yehuda says no. Rabbi Yehuda says that while it's true that flavor will make it into Truma for the purpose of consumption, if it tastes like the wine, then only a Kohen will be able to eat it. But smell is perfectly permitted, smell is perfectly fine, and that's not a problem at all. Even if there's the smell of the Truma in the Chulin, it's still not considered to be Truma and it can be eaten by anyone. Now the third opinion of the Mishnah mostly agrees with Rabbi Yehuda, but makes one very small caveat. Rabbi Yossi matir b'shalchitim. Rabbi Yossi says that in the case of wheat, that if it's a bread that was made of the wheat grain, then it's permitted, even if it has the aroma, the smell of the Truma, the Oser b'shal sa'orim. But he prohibits it if the bread is made of barley, mipnei shehas sa'orim shoavos, because he says that the barley bread has the ability to draw in the moisture as well of the wine, and therefore if the moisture of the wine is in the chulin, then there's truma in the chulin, and then it would be prohibited to eat that bread unless you are a kohen. So Rabbi Yossi mostly agrees with Rabbi Yehuda, and as the Bar Tanura points out, the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, namely, generally speaking, smell is not a reason to prohibit something. Even if there's a truma smell on something, it's still considered to be chulin. But in the case of barley, there the moisture is being drawn in from the wine, and therefore that would be prohibited to eat if you're not a kohen. Now we're continuing with Perek Yod, Mishnah Dal. It says the Mishnah, Tanur shehisiko bichamon shel truma. V'afabo. You have an oven that is being fueled by cumin, which is like a type of a spice, and that cumin is truma, and then you bake different chulin breads in that oven. So what is the status of the bread cooked in that oven fueled by the cumin that happens to be truma? It says the Mishnah hapas mutaris, the bread that you cook in that oven is completely and totally permissible, even if there's going to be smell of the cumin of Truma in it, that's fine. Smell, like we learned previously, is not a reason to prohibit something to non-Kohanim. Shein tam kamon, because there's no taste of the cumin. If you put the cumin in the bread, that would be a problem. El reach kamon, rather, it's only the smell of the cumin, and therefore, if it's only the smell, it is permissible to eat, even if you're not a Kohen. Quick review, Perek Yud, Mishnah Gimel taught us that if you have a case of bread that was taken out of the oven and was put on the barrel of a wine that is truma, so there's machlokas in our Mishnah regarding if we care about reyach, do we care about smell, about the aroma of the truma making the chulin bread smell like it. Rabbi Yossi says yes, you're not allowed to eat that bread because there's going to be the smell of the truma on it unless you're a kohen, you can't eat it. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi both said that we don't really care about aroma when it comes to truma. If the truma smell is on the chulin, it doesn't make a difference. It's only about taste. Rabbi Yossi did give another sort of clarification, and he said that if the bread is made of seora, if it's made of barley, then barley does have the ability to absorb moisture as well, so then that bread would be prohibited, but generally speaking, when it comes to the smell, the aroma of chuma, we're not concerned for that. And then Perek Yud Mishnah Dalet taught us the case of an oven that's being fueled by the cumin, which is a type of a spice that is truma, and in this case, the cumin is truma, and you bake bread in it. So we said there too, just reinforcing the halacha of the previous mission, the bread is completely mutter, permitted for anyone to consume it, because there's only smell of the truma, and there's no taste. And all we care about is the taste. We don't care about the smell. Have a great day.